Michelle Hoffman, and who have known her for 3.5 years now and see the growth in her life and the love she has for the Lord and her ministry, rich ministry over at Valley Green with the kids, introducing them to the Lord. So it's a pleasure to be able to do this morning, Michelle. Would you like to share something briefly?
I'd like to say that the Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And like the song that we sang this morning says, I'm so glad he came to save us.
Amen. Michelle, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
Yes.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
And do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Michelle, in profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Is Teach going to tell us?
All right. I think that scared Julia, do you? Well, why not?
We have been working very hard, the first, second, and third grade doctrine class this year, to learn all the books of the Bible. And earlier this year, we were blessed to be able to stand before you and to recite the books of the Old Testament. Today, we shall do the same, but we shall include the books of the New Testament.
Wow! Wow!
I tell you, they've been running to me each week, and they swore me to silence, didn't you? And why was there silence? Because we thought if the word got out, adults will do what adults do, and they'll make sure before they came to church this Sunday, guess what? That they knew all the books of the Bible. So we didn't tell you, did we? No, wasn't that fun? Yes, all right. Over to you guys. Loudly as you can. I'd like all the adults to take it from Daniel. Okay, now. How many of you know out loud, and I want you guys to lead us. Let's say it together, all righty? Take it away, guys. Daniel, way, they did all right. And that's great. Our second and third grade doctrine class will be explaining in two languages the difference between Calvinism and Arminianism. All righty. So, learn up. All right, okay. We also have a joy this Sunday. We're graduating a lot of kids. That means, kids, you're getting older. That means you're getting wiser. But it won't mean you get any richer. All right, I'm just telling you. All righty, okay. So I'm going to call out your names, and when you hear your name, I want you to come forward, and you're going to shake the hand of our wonderful director of Christian Ed, Mrs. DeFraval. Let's give her a hand. Whoa! Lord, we confess to you there's no shortage of opportunities to serve you, and we just submit our schedules and submit our time to you. We ask you to help us to make the right decisions that we need to make about the particular place that you want us to serve. Lord, we expect you to show us. Give us an inquiring mind and heart. And I ask, Lord, that the little or the much that we're able to give, you will bless. And we ask specifically this morning that you will help us to provide those teams for that ministry with David in the mornings. And we pray for the workers needed for Valley Green. And we pray, Lord, that you will mobilize us in our work with kids. Let it be, Lord, that all of us adults in the church would make it a goal to know most of the names of these kids. Build our relationships, Lord, with our children, and show us how to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's just continue to wait on the Lord as we prepare to take communion this morning. Life And it's convicting. And some of you remember 3 years ago, Melissa went to India, and that wasn't enough for her. Then the next year, she went to Albania, and that wasn't enough for her. And she leaves in a few days for Vietnam on an outreach team. And we want to pray for her. So will you just take the hand of your neighbor, and we agree the Lord's going to bless her and bring her back with a good report. I know you wish you were going, but you just transfer all that desire to her, all right? Okay, let's pray for her. Lord, we just lay hands on Melissa this morning and thank you that we are touching evidence of your power, Lord, and your grace. I thank you for Melissa. I thank you for the way you've made her. I thank you for the preciousness of her character and her temperament. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the clarity and depth of her convictions. I thank you, Lord, for the persuasion and conviction when she speaks about you. And we send her off, Lord, in your name on this team. Lord, I pray for your protection to be upon her. I pray, Lord, not simply that you will use her as a mouthpiece on those teams and outreach teams there in Hanoi. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will use her as a pastoral influence and blessing within that team. I pray, Lord, you'll use her as a minister of grace to other young people, and that she'll be amazed at how she can freely give what she has freely received. I pray for John and Linda, Lord, while she's gone, that you'll encourage them and comfort them and cause them, Lord, to have faith for her and no fear. And Lord, bring her back in the same power with which she is sent forth with a good report. And Lord, all these things you're doing in her life and whatever you're building, Lord, whatever road you're building for her to walk on, we thank you for yet another paving stone in this road. Keep doing this for her, Lord Jesus, and give us the joy of being blessed at seeing the fruit of this precious life. Melissa, go in peace with our love and with our blessing, and be used of the Lord Jesus, and have a great deal of holy mischief and fun along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I also want to invite forward Matt and Sarah. Let's have a hand for Matt and Sarah, shall we? Sarah Scanlon. Not long to be called Scanlon. Murdoch, what a great name. What do you think? Sarah Murdoch. Doesn't that sound good? How many of that sounds good? S.M. Stuart McAlpine, Sarah. S.M. There's something about S.M. as an incredible combination of letters. Matt is a great example of what happens when you come to a town as a university student and make it your first priority to pin your flag to the flagpole and take a stand as a Christian on your campus and to commit yourself to grow in a local church. And Matt came to us as a student, and now look at the trouble he's in. And Matt is, we're very privileged and honored to have Matt as a member of our church family. He's been working in Togo now for several years, huge responsibilities as regional director for an outreach that spans two nations now, will span other nations, well projects, building projects, agricultural cooperatives, churches being planted. I spent all day yesterday in a board meeting for the ministry he's part of, and the goodness of God, huh? 60 plus churches planted in the last 2 or 3 years. Absolutely exciting. Sarah went out to Africa, and the rest of the story is before you. And it's interesting. It's great to have Sarah's mum. Mum, it's great to have you in church this morning. And I think it's in the blood, isn't it? I understand there's like 2 or 3 generations of Scanlon ladies who are adventurers and end up in Africa and have a global heart. So we honor that, and you've obviously transmitted that with joy to your daughter. And Sarah, we're so thankful for the Lord bringing you into our fellowship. And there's nothing more wonderful than seeing the Lord put lives together. They're getting married on Sunday at 4 o'clock, next Sunday at 4 o'clock. So if I appear to be rushing out the service, I have a date to keep. And there's nothing more wonderful than solemnizing the marriage of two people who have committed their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, know what they're about in relationship with God, and know what they're about in relationship with each other, and know what they're about in relationship with God's world. What a privilege. What a blessing. So would you take hands again? I hope the hands aren't too clammy. Let's pray for them. Jesus. Father, I can remember a day when Matt stood here and we laid hands on him and sent him out to Togo. can remember a day, Lord, when we prayed for Sarah and sent her out. And Lord, as they stand before us, as you've brought their lives together, Lord, we are privileged and blessed to see what you do in people's lives. And we just want to say together as a church family this morning, Lord, we love what you do. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's wonderful to watch. I thank you, Lord, for the answers to prayer that are represented here. I thank you for everything that has been invested in these lives from previous generations. I thank you, Lord, for every experience of nurture that has brought them to this place, this table, and to their marriage altar next Sunday. And Lord, we pray as a family, bless them more than they can stand. As they come to that altar, Lord, we know, Lord, we never come to any altar perfect, but I thank you that they have come prepared. I thank you for the love between them. Let it be a threefold cord that is not easily broken. I pray, Lord, as together after their wedding, they have a time with family and prepare to go back to West Africa in September. Oh, Lord, let this precious few months of their life be deep and gorgeous and wonderful. Let the foundations be laid deep that the ministry may be broad, I pray. Let the roots of the tree go deep that the branches may be spread wide. And we speak a blessing on this household that the shadow that it will cast over others that is a shadow of nurture and a shadow of comfort in the face of the blazing sun will be felt and known by all as the sweet blessing and comfort of Jesus. That their home will be a place of sustenance, an oasis in the desert. And that to each other, Lord, they will be as a well that is always springing with the refreshment and the love of the Lord Jesus and the deep love of their own hearts to one another. Matt, I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the best groom ever, who shares with us how to be a husband. Sarah, I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus, the head of the church that is his bride, that he will adorn you as a bride for your wedding and grace you to be to him and to be to Matt all that you already desire to be. And I represent your church family this morning and bless you to say that we will love you and we will support you and we will take note of what happens in your life. And we ask you to help us to stand by you, that you may be strong in the strength of the Lord. For the families and for every aspect of this wedding, let Sunday be a great day of rejoicing, a great day of renewal. And Lord, we know that when we do something in obedience to you, we can't choose what your Spirit does. So I pray it'll be a day of softness in every heart. A day of renewing of vows, a day of turning of hearts to you, a day of restitution, a day of joy. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen. Let's stand together and close our service in praise of the Lord. Bless you. You look gorgeous.
First, if you were one of those who stood today, we're going to sing It's Your Blood That Cleanses Me, just as a seal of what was confessed and dealt with before the Lord, and I know he will honor.
It's your blood that cleanses me. Thank you.
grace and mercy. Send us out into the world in the power of your Spirit. May the Lord bless each one of us, each one of you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and kind to you. May he show you his favor every day of this week. And as a result, may your face radiate with joy. And as a result, may his face radiate with joy because of you. And Lord, we pledge to take responsibility for our response to you. Leaders, shepherd leaders, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless one another with the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Lord. Home group, first week of the month.